Hi, I'm Chris in Traffic Link's Southwest office in Avonmouth near Bristol with some information if you're heading to the Glastonbury Festival this year. Now, the roads that tend to get really busy are the A37 going north from the A303 up to Shepton Mallet, also the A37 going south from Bristol towards Shepton Mallet, and then coming off the M5 at Junction 23 at Bridgewater North, the eastbound A39 and the A361 going towards and beyond Glastonbury also get very busy. Now, the worst time to arrive at the festival site is between 7 o'clock on the Wednesday morning and 2 o'clock on the Wednesday afternoon. Those are the really busy times. As you get towards the festival site, just follow the P signs to the car park, and then the marshals will direct you into the car park that they're filling up at that time. Now, once it's all over, the worst time to leave the festival by car is on Monday between midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning, and then later on Monday between 9 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. It tends to get really busy. If you can avoid those times, you'll certainly save yourself some time getting out of the site. If you're going by train, aim to get off at Castle Carey station. There's a three shuttle bus service for festival ticket holders running between the train station and the festival bus station all throughout the festival. And there are regular trains from Bristol Temple Meads to Castle Carey. You'll have to change it Westbury, and the journey takes around 70 minutes. For the latest live traffic information, listen to the local radio stations. You can check the BBC website, that's bbc.co.uk/travel news, or call 401100 on your mobile for information, which is all powered by Traffic Link. Calls cost up to 75 pence per minute.